Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Mr. Shannon, you got one heck of a life. Man, you're always so upbeat. What's your secret?
Secret? What secret?
Well, I guess it's the secret to life.
There's no secret to me, Eddie. I like to have fun and never take myself too seriously. And it looks like that's exactly what happens at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, what exactly do you mean?
Well, I don't know of a much livelier and fun place to enjoy with friends than the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air. You've got the coldest beer in town, the tastiest and the cheapest eats. I mean, nothing puts a smile on your face like your peel and eat shrimp or that Fat Eddie burger. You certainly can enjoy life much more than when you're out on that big, huge patio of yours enjoying a nice, cold, frosty one, listening to live music, or watching the ball game on all of those flat screens.
Well, I certainly hope that secret gets out.
Find the secret to life at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. If you're 21 and you're in the mood, come by today and check them out online at fasteddiesbonair.com.
Are you looking for a new or used forklift? Call AD Lift Truck at 314-389-1700 for all makes and models. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Ackerman Toyotas are showing up all over St. Louis. It starts with their ultra-clean showroom and service area. To the prompt, courteous staff, they've created an attitude that's made them number one in customer retention for 4 years running. Ackerman sells for less, and it's conveniently located on South Kings Highway just minutes from the hill. Like us on our new Facebook page for automotive tips, trends, inventory, and deals, or on the web at AckermanToyota.com. Or give us a call at 314-351-3000. That's 314-351-3000. That's Ackerman Toyota for your next set of keys.
Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past.
Take a letter, Maria Arby Greaves.
There was a woman I thought I knew.
I know people are going, man, that Frank's a genius. He's a musical genius. That's right. That's exactly right. All right, we're wide open. We have all the time in the world to play. Thursday is talent show day. And remember, here's my deal. We have not had a contestant yet. If we go two Thursdays without one contestant, the talent show is over. And what a sad day that'll be.
And we almost had to start the whole thing over. But...
well... because of Londo?
No, because of someone stealing my briefcase and losing all the numbers and all the contestants.
Well, I thought you meant we almost had to start the show over because of Londo.
Oh.
I was afraid of what he said, the FCC was going to call.
Oh, yeah.
And well, they did call, and then we had to play it in context.
I did see a lot of closed doors around this place when during the news break when I was walking around.
And it's a dilemma because they can't fire him. He's an advertiser.
Right.
So it's a tough one, a tough call. Let me quickly just say, CNN, we have a monitor in here, and it happens to be on CNN. This is the kind of thing that really, really makes me mad. I don't like CNN anyway. No, I really don't like them. As we're getting ready to break for commercials, I got up to walk out and get the one cup of coffee that I drink every 5 days. The screen came on with breaking news, and it was the big bull, breaking news. And at the bottom of the screen, when the reporter came on, because we don't have any sound, it's just mute. At the bottom of the screen, under breaking news, it said Al-Qaeda could attack at any time.
Al-Qaeda?
Yeah. Now, here's why I don't like that. Of course they could attack at any time. You could have said that yesterday, a year ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Of course they're doing this, and think about the people who aren't smart enough or sophisticated enough to realize that when they look up and see that on the screen, there are people in this country, older people or people who aren't quite smart enough to tell BS from the real thing, who'll look at that and go, oh, my goodness. And they'll call their kids and they'll go, are you guys okay? I just saw where they take it literally to mean at any second we are going to be attacked by Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda could attack at any time. CNN, what is the matter with you? Of course they could. And they always could have at any time. Now, it's one thing if you want to break and go, we have credible information that Al-Qaeda will be attacking in 1 hour, leave the airport. Okay.
Right.
This is just completely ridiculous. Peon nailed it. Fear-mongering. That's what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. 314, let's go. Talent show. 314, or anything else. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, too. And how can we help you?
Well, first of all, I'm aiming the PM.
It's good to hear. And I like the fact that you're a loud talker. Nobody cannot. There's nobody who's, I can't understand that guy. We appreciate that. What's up?
Not a problem. Hey, I have an answer for you to your where the term anal came from your Landoff segment.
Well, it's a Freudian thing.
Well, there you go. So yeah. You already knew.
Well, I sort of knew, but then Colin Jeffrey, who knows everything, walked in here during the break and went, back in 1929, Sigmund Freud, he's like a walking encyclopedia. So he told us the whole, but it still doesn't make sense to me. We should never have taken it from Freud's meaning and kept using it for other things. We got to get rid of that term.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but if you don't put retentive with that when you Google it, you're not going to get the answer you're looking for.
Oh, no, you're not, and you're going to get you're going to get directed to some site you'll be sorry you went to. But you're right.
Right.
You're right.
Sorry.
But here's the problem, Tim. Nobody puts retentive with it anymore. They've just shortened it to, oh, he's so anal. What the heck? Thank you, Tim.
All right. Take care. Thanks, guys.
You too. Take care. See, that's when you know somebody's a nice person. Take care. You know what John Carney says to people? Be well. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. That is nice.
A nice thing to say. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Frank. How are you today?
I've never been better. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey. Just in honor of your Clementine thing, my cousin was all in town visiting from Atlanta, Georgia, and so I knew where I was at. We were going to the Great Grizzly Bear, and I pulled up there, and I said, Gary, I have no idea where this place is at. I said, can you go in there and ask some of those people in there where they know this Great Grizzly Bear is?
Let me stop you and ask you, is Great Grizzly Bear a bar?
Yeah,
it was a blues bar, literally like the next block up. Okay. We just passed it twice, but he didn't know it.
Now, did you send him into Clementine's knowing you were sending him into a gay bar?
Yeah, he had no idea.
Way to go, man. I like it.
So he goes walking in there, so we all just take off, and I'm laughing by him. And I tell my other cousins in the car what was going on, and we pull up. He walks out of there, and he said, well, that was quite an experience. He said, That wasn't the place you should have sent me, was it? We kind of fessed up to you. So, but hey, now to my talent competition.
Oh,
and I have two.
Wow, we have our first contestant today. Two. Yeah, our first contestant with two entries. What do you have?
Well, one would be in honor of the Clementine story. I wanted to see if you think I got a history here. What does a gay horse eat?
Hey.
Yeah, you got me. All right, now here's my other one. I was going to either do Johnny Landoff, an imitation of Johnny Landoff, or the song The Chips, the Poncherello Highway Patrol.
I'd rather, I can't speak for the other two here. I'd rather hear an impression of Landoff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think so.
Frank, how are you doing? We're doing great here at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. I'd love to hear. Hey, Mimi is making this meal that you will never get to eat. And let me tell you how great this meal is, Frank. You will never get to eat it, but it is the best, and all my true friends love it, Frank.
Brian.
So we'd love to have you here at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Brian, what was the other talent you were going to do?
The chips thing?
Okay. Maybe we need to hear the chips thing.
All right, so you remember the beginning of the old chip show from the 70s?
I will as soon as you do it, it'll come back to me.
All right, here you go. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
That was it?
Okay.
But, Brian,
thanks for taking my call.
I have a feeling you're tough enough to take the truth, and the truth is we don't need your number. But,
okay.
But thank you for the story, and thank you for the call.
All right, thanks, Frank. Bye.
Now, hopefully what that'll do is other people who are contemplating being in the contest, they'll feel better now. They'll go, now I don't feel so bad. I'll call and throw my talent in there. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, Frank. Hey,
Hey.
I tried to look up that story that you said about CNN, and I found something else on CNN. It's breaking news. There's the number one Chevy dealership in St. Louis. The owner is gay. It said, and I quote, "I like anal."
Oh, it's already made it's already made the news.
No.
Yeah, it's already made the news. CNN's on top of everything.
Oh my God.
Now we're going to have to shut this down.
Yeah, no, we can't comment on this.
We can't keep this going. Steve, thank you for the call.
Good.
Yeah, okay. He started it.
We can't perpetuate that news.
We didn't do it. He kind of opened the door for that.
Yeah, well, pardon the pun.
Yeah. To John in here. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
Good afternoon, sir. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I hope you're calling for the talent show.
Not really. Well, I just had a joke.
It's okay. Party,
but if you want to put it on the talent show, I don't care.
Well, now, hang on a minute. What if you tell a joke and it's so good that would qualify you as a finalist?
It isn't my joke, and chances are you have heard it.
Well, no joke I've ever told has been my joke either, but it's not about who wrote it or the origin. It's about how you tell it. So,
right. Well, I'm not good at jokes.
Well,
but
we'll be the judge of that. Hang on here. Go ahead.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I got it from Great Britain today off the line. Okay. So you may have not heard it, but you probably have.
I doubt it.
And if you have, would you not interrupt me? Let me finish it anyway.
Since you've asked, yes, I will let you finish it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Here you go. It goes, a woman was in a coma, and she had been in this coma for months.
No, I know this joke.
Nurses were in her room giving her a sponge bath. One of them was washing her private area and noticed a slight response on the monitor when she touched her there.
I cannot help it. The punchline. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna do it. Go ahead. I'm gonna just hold my hand over my mouth. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go. I'm trying to read it. I'm not good. The slight response on the monitor was when they touched her there. And a definite movement. And when the husband explained to the husband, I'm telling you, as crazy as this sounds, maybe a little oral sex will bring her out of her coma. The husband was skeptical, but they assured him they'd close the curtains for privacy. And the husband agreed, and they went to the wife's room. And after a few minutes, the monitor went flat, no line, no pulse, no heart rate. The nurses ran back in the room and said, "What happened? What happened?" And he cried. The husband said, "I'm not sure for sure. I think she choked. I think she choked."
No, we got it. And it is the joke that I knew. I would love to say you did a great job telling that, but you were reading it, right?
I know. It's just a nervous.
No. The more you call, the less nervous you get. So call us back sometime. It'll be easier every time you do it, okay?
I'm AM and PM all day long, bro.
Thank you, John. You can't be AM and PM all day. It'd be impossible in the morning. But well, I know what he meant, and I appreciate it.
If you tape it and listen to it over and over
again. That's true.
You could.
That's true.
That's possible.
Could be all day. This is Mark. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I am good. Well, you know that I am AM in the PM.
Well, the fact that you called lets us know that. What's up?
Always. Well, I think I can do a David Carruthers.
Well, we haven't had that in the contest so far.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, it's good. Nobody's paying the money for that thing.
Now, let's hear David Carruthers, and then we'll hear you back-to-back with him. Here is David Carruthers.
Yeah, it's good. Wasn't nobody stand up under that thing.
Now, your version.
Yeah, good. Wasn't nobody stand up under that thing.
Well, you know, I don't hear a lot of applause. Somebody...
Okay, I got a good gay joke, I think, for you.
Well, let's try that. Oh, you want this to be part of the competition?
Sure.
Why not? Go ahead.
You know what the latest pickup line in a gay bar is?
What is it?
Hey, can I push in your stool?
No.
Sorry.
We know that joke, and for people listening who heard us just go click blank, okay. We had to cut that out. We know the joke, but Mark, we can't tell that joke. Thank you, Mark.
Funny, though, isn't it?
It's very funny. It's hilarious. Thank you. Yeah, that, I have a couple of dozen that I think are hilarious that we can't tell. Straight and gay that we can't tell. This should be Tom. Tom, how are you?
Oh, doing well. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And what can we do for you?
Well, I was going to see if I could sing a song for the talent contest.
Of course you can. What is the song?
It's an Elvis song, Are You Lonesome Tonight?
One of my favorites. I love this song, and maybe you don't need to do the whole song, but enough of it. Go right ahead. We'll know when we've had enough to know if you're good or no good. And now here's Tom with Are You Lonesome Tonight.
Thanks, Frank.
Welcome.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to that bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Now, before we applaud or not, do you do the speaking part where he starts talking?
No, I can't.
You know where he says, I wonder if you're lonesome tonight.
I just know that part. I haven't sung it in so long that I've kind of forgot how it goes.
Well, let's turn to the audience and see if they want to applaud your performance. Yeah, apparently they do.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Well, but now we have to have a contest to see if we want your phone number, which will determine and tell you whether or not you are a finalist. Hang on a second. No, I'm afraid not be needing your phone number, Tom. But
okay.
A good effort. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Well, thank you. And you know the beautiful thing about AM and the PMers? Rejection, they're happy with it. They can deal with it. Do you hear what he said? Well, thank you. After we flat out told him, well, sorry.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks. And he walked away with a smile on his face. That's what happens when you're AM and the PM.
I just got a text from Mr. Londoff.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He says,
I'm off the show.
No. He says, okay, now that was funny. So he thought the caller mentioning that it was a headline on CNN.
That was a mistake for him to do that, because now it will be perpetuated and it will live on.
Yes.
But it says to me he has a sense of humor.
He does. But then he also, at the end of it, he said, please mention my good friend Chris Dorr, who just bought another Tahoe today. He owns patios.
In other words, so we he's can pick on him as long as it's an extra mention for the dealership.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, we'll take that deal.
He sent me that text also.
We'll take that deal. Let's go. Before we break, let's get Will in here. Hello, Will. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I'm AM and the PM.
Well, thank you for that. Hallelujah. And are you calling for the talent show?
I'm just calling to tell this joke.
Well, are you competing for the talent contest or just want to tell a joke?
You tell me if it's good enough for the talent contest.
Well, hang on. All right, go ahead.
Did you hear about the little Ethiopian girl they fed to the lions?
Now, see, this we can't do this joke.
Bad taste.
Yeah. Ethiopians are starving, and, you know, you get it. 2014.
I'd rather appreciate the second one.
I'm sorry?
You have a second one?
Get her out of there before she ate the second one.
No.
He's still going.
That's not funny. Thank you, Will.
You're welcome.
Take another call. Try not to end.
We cannot end on that.
No.
We cannot end on that. This is John. John, how are you?
Good, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And, First Community Federal. And
well, it's First Community Credit Union.
I'm sorry. That's Credit
right.
Union.
That's all right.
Hey, did anybody correct Johnny Londoff?
Yes.
83 was the Corvette that wasn't built?
Yes, we aired that correction.
Okay.
That's all right. A lot of people called, and we put it out there earlier. It was 83.
I missed that. Also, I have a 65 Corvette. And a lot of people wasn't aware that 63 through 67, They shipped half the Corvettes to Iona, Michigan, and assembled some of the bodies up there and then shipped them back to St. Louis.
Well, you know more than most people know, obviously, about Corvettes.
Yeah, I got one of those, and the identification is, if it's built in St. Louis, it'll have an S ahead of the body.
Okay.
Number, and if it's built in, assembled in Iona, Michigan, it'll have an A, which stands for A.O. Smith.
Wow, you do know a lot.
Not near enough, but I enjoy them.
All right, John, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
A Corvette owner who loves his Corvette. And we can't end on that one either. We have to end with maybe this one. Hello, John. John number two, how are you?
Well, good, Frank.
And how
are you?
Good. How can we help you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You calling for the talent contest?
No, sir. I'm just calling because I had to go to my ophthalmologist yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the guy that had the shingle. I live in St. Charles.
Right.
The shingle in my eye.
A lot, yeah.
And the post nerve damage. But when they tried to do the glaucoma test or the eye pressure, and my doctor had told me, he said he knew it was me that called in to talk to you about that. And to settle me down, he has to tell me. Yeah, he'll tell me a joke while he's doing the thing in my eye because I'm what they call a squeezer.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
you
he told me the one about the Indian.
Anyway,
you're going to be sharing that joke with us?
No.
You're
not?
I'm
not going to share that one, but it's the chief and something how he remembered everything, and a year later he came back and asked how, and he repeated all. I'm sure you know what that is.
I've told that joke about 20 times.
I did. It was so funny when he did it. But did you tell the joke where the doctor called the patient and said, "I've got bad news and worse news"?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a great joke.
Yeah. So anyway, I did it.
But anyway.
Yeah, you did, John.
I know. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm a Corvette owner.
But anyway.
I'm a three-time loser.
You're a Corvette owner and a two-time anyway offender.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, but you guys have a great day, okay?
You too, John. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye, Frank.
All right. I still need one more.
Bob said he wants to call. He was going to do the talent show.
All right, let's end with the talent. And not the end of the talent show, but the end of the segment.
And Sam.
Well, you said, hang on.
I said Bob.
Sam?
He might have one.
Can you hang on a second?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. He's very nice and gracious about that. This should be Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hi, AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You're calling for the talent show.
Yes, I'm going to whistle. I don't know how it's going to come across on the phone.
Well, we won't know until you do, and I'm sure it'll be fine if you're a good whistler.
Okay, we'll give it a shot then.
Okay. Maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, you were wrong.
Either it's not coming across well or he's just not very good.
I think he's pretty good.
Bob, try it again and hold the phone away just a little bit. Let's hear it that way.
All right, okay.
Started out better.
What's he whistling?
That's great.
Bob, what was that tune? We didn't recognize it.
Oh, that's an old song from the Little Rascals when they were he used to pretend like he was whistling for a talent contest and he was playing a record in the background.
Yeah, I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Mr. Ed.
We need to have a quick conference here. Hang on, Bob. Bob, we won't be needing your number, but we really appreciate your calling and whistling.
Oh, man, looks like it's back to work tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, like if he'd won, he could quit his job.
He can't retire yet.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
See, what a great attitude they have, even when they're kicked to the curb. APG stands for Associated Physicians Group. They have offices or facilities in O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, Edwardsville, Illinois, Maryville, Illinois, and Creve Coeur. Not all the same services are available at each location. You have to go to the website and see who does what. But let me tell you who the people are who go for physical therapy and pain management to Associated Physicians Group. They are people with knee issues, neck issues, back issues, shoulder issues, carpal tunnel, migraine headaches, disc problems. And I would love to be able to say, and they'd love to be able to say, that no matter what you come in there with, they can fix it. That's not always true. Sometimes people have issues that require surgery or something else. But many times, the people who thought they were in for surgery or a life of taking heavy painkillers are pleasantly surprised to find out that with the right physical therapy and or pain management, you know, you don't have to do that at all. They have an alternative to knee replacement program that they offer in Crèvecoeur, and that's exclusively what they do there, but they also offer it other places. But in Crèvecoeur, it's the alternative to knee replacement program, the one they tell you about at the seminars they hold, and you need to check their website and see when the next, because if there's a seminar going to be coming up in the next 2 or 3 weeks, it'll be posted on their website. If you have knee issues and you're afraid that you're going to have knee replacement, or you've been told that, for goodness sakes, just at least make sure that that's correct. Because it could very well be that, no, you don't have to have knee replacement. You can ask any of the thousands of people walking around pain-free who didn't have and were told that they had to have. APG, all pain gone. That's a good way to remember it. Please check their website because all this great information is there. And when you read it, you decide, is this somebody, is this a business that you just might want to contact? Because it could change your life. Restore your mobility and relieve your pain. APGPain.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a look at traffic. See what Tim Weiland sees, Tim.
All right, Dan, you've got an accident on northbound 141 at Highway 21 blocking a lane. Big problem if you're traveling on eastbound 255 from the Jefferson Barracks Bridge all the way over to Route 3. They've got a lane down. They're doing road work, and traffic is a solid jam now, approaching Telegraph all the way over to Route 3. Once you get beyond that, everything opens up. On southbound 270, slow to stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. We have eastbound 40 downtown slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Also on westbound 40, things are jamming up now. Kings Highway through McCausland from Spady out through Mason. We're a little bit slow as you approach the Boone Bridge. And then that stretch from 94 through K is getting slow. Eastbound 40 also slowing from Timberlake Manor up through Mason. Now we have stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 270 from east of McDonald through New Florissant. And on southbound 170, things are starting to jam up from Ladue down through Highway 40. And this report brought to you by Choice Hotels. What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels. Because now when you take two separate trips, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and visit choicehotels.com for details. Great endings begin here. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house! Touchdown, Missouri!
Mizzou opens its quest for a second straight SEC East title Saturday evening against Steve Spurrier and the Gamecocks of South Carolina. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join us this Saturday evening as we visit Columbia, South Carolina. Kickoff is at 6. Tiger Network coverage begins at 4 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
The area's newest, most state-of-the-art auto dealership has arrived. Introducing the all-new Bob Rockland Buick GMC in Columbia, Illinois. You know the name. Bob Rockland has been satisfying car and truck buyers for over 40 years. But now, thanks to the completion of a brand new location just 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, Rockland is the ideal Buick GMC and certified pre-owned destination for buyers on both sides of the river. Stop in or go online and check out the attractive selection of Buick and GMC vehicles, along with an extended inventory of certified pre-owned. And Bob Rockland's new service center features the latest in automotive technology. Remember, the award-winning Brocklin service team is happy to work on your vehicle regardless of where you bought it. There's a brand new auto dealership in Columbia, Illinois, and it's a name you can trust. Introducing the all-new Bob Rocklin Buick GMC in Columbia, a big city dealership with a friendly hometown feel. 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, just off I-255 on Old State Route 3. Store hours are 8 to 8, Monday through Friday, and Saturday till 6, or 24-7 online at brocklin.com.
Do you or someone you love suffer from headaches? Migraines, acute or chronic cluster headaches? They can be crippling and affect every aspect of your life. Well, there is help, and it can be found at the Headache Center of St. Louis. Make the call today to 636-368-9014 and schedule your appointment. The Headache Center treats patients with migraines, cluster headaches, face and cranial neuralgias, and other headache syndromes. At the Headache Center of St. Louis, you will receive a comprehensive diagnosis with personalized treatments. Make the call today and start your path to relieving those headaches. 636-368-9014 or find them on the web at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com. You will personally be treated by the doctor, who is a neurologist with board certifications in neurology, headache medicine, and vascular neurology. Don't let headaches take over your life. Call the Headache Center of St. Louis, 636-368-9014. Online at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly one of the best. Why do I know this? Because I've used them in my house. You've had the typical carpet cleaning experience. They come out, clean the carpets. They look pretty good, but just in a few short weeks, they start looking dingy again. Plus, they take forever to dry. I'm here to tell you that True Clean Carpet has done away with these two problems. They come out with their own treated water, totally organic pre-spray, so you don't use detergents that leave sticky residue and attract even more dirt. They dry with True Clean Carpet in 1 to 2 hours. No more worry about mold or other issues of having your carpets wet for so long. True Clean Carpet gets them dry in just 1 to 2 hours because they invest in the newest extraction technology. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500, 314-427-9500, or see their website at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get one ScotchGuard protection absolutely free. It's True Clean Carpet.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
Hi, I'm Susanna Danforth, the owner of Breeze Blow Dry Bar, a blow-dry only hair salon in the heart of Ladue. I invite you to breeze in and experience the affordable indulgence that's sweeping the nation. Choose from our menu of 8 styles or leave your look in the capable hands of our trained stylists. Shampoo and champagne are always included in our beautiful, relaxing space. We are now open every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Breeze is just off Highway 40 on Clayton Road in Lester's Plaza in Ladue. Call us at 314-692-BLOW or check us out online at BreezeBlowDryBar.com.
Here comes the fall. Time to start looking at your yard and time to start reseeding. Can I recommend DynaGreen Seeds? They have the tall fescue seed and it can be found at your local home and garden dealer. It is designed specifically for lawns in the Midwest in this temperature in this region. So you want the best lawn? You want DynaGreen. And to find out more, DynaGreenInfo.com and their tall fescue seed. For your local authorized DynaGreen dealer, check out our friends at Sappington Garden Shop.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Then why not head out to Washington, Missouri for their annual Fall Festival and German Strassenfest, where you'll find beer on tap, handmade artisans, live music, and more. On Friday, it's the annual chili cook-off, and on Saturday and Sunday, it's their Fall Festival with drinks, entertainment, and more from 10 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. For more, head over to downtownwashmo.org or find them on Facebook at Downtown Washington, Inc.
According to the American Cancer Society, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 2 men will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. It is time to change. Hi, this is Dr. Nick Barnes and Dr. Dan Gagliotti, hosts of the Maximize Living Radio Show. There is a cause to cancer. Stop searching for the cure. Find the cause.
We are hosting a seminar in St. Louis on how to fight cancer on Saturday, October 18th. Admission is $40, but we have limited free tickets available. Call now, 314-717-1715. Let's fight and kill cancer now.
Green tambourine. Lemon Piper's Green Tambourine.
Green Tambourine.
Yeah, this is one of those songs they did when they were really high on something. Yeah. It makes no sense.
Silver in my tambourine.
Help a poor man.
Help a poor man build a pretty dream.
Build a pretty dream. Listen while I play my green tambourine. First of all,
my green tambourine.
Would you pay a guy on the street to play a tambourine? What? How do you even know what he's playing?
smacking it like that. Reflections
of the music. You see these guys sitting around smoking a bunch of pot, going, "Yeah, for like Troy's song about the Green Tambourine." And they did, and it was
so
a
like
hit.
These guys got together, you know, and right. like decided, "Hey, we're not doing nothing. Let's like make a country or something."
Yeah. And it was a hit, a big hit.
Number one.
Yeah.
The Lemon Pipers. That was, I think, it for them. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, and hello, Chuck. How are you?
How are you doing? Fine. How's everybody doing?
Let me check. How are we doing?
Great, Chuck.
We're doing great.
All right. Outstanding. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And what can we do for you?
Okay, Fred, you need to load up because I have two jokes I'm going to try on you.
All right. Hang on. All right, go.
Okay, all right. Last week you were talking about when the woman's private parts tighten up and it's difficult for them to have engagement. Of course, what's that condition called?
Vaginismus.
Vaginismus.
Okay. Vaginismus.
All right, well, there's this shy couple. They got married, and they were on their honeymoon. And, you know, she had that problem, so she was real shy about sex. So they were in the hotel room, and he said, honey, are you ready to... started giggling. He said, She said, well, just call it washing machine.
So I did it by hand. Punchline is I did it by hand.
Okay, good.
All right, next.
Next one, okay. You're supposed to say it was a small load. I did it by hand.
No,
okay,
but the punchline was still I did it by hand.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, next one. The Cardinals playing. Waka's pitching and Yadi's catching. They're over in Chicago. And Waka stops and calls Yadi to the mound. Yadi comes up to the mound. He says, there's a pretty girl. She's a Cubs fan behind you. And she's sitting there with her legs open, has a skirt on. He said, I can't tell whether she has on panties or whether she's, you know, going au naturel. So he said, when he goes back, I'm going to throw a wild pitch. You go over to the fence, pick it up, and take a look, and let me know what it is. So Yadi says, okay. Yadi gets in the position. Waka throws a wild pitch. Yadi runs over the fence, pick it up. He looks up, takes his mask off, and just hurls.
Oh, my God.
And he's spitting, and he comes back up to the mound. And Waka's like, okay, what was it? Was it panties or was it natural? And he says, no, flies.
Dump it. Yeah. Did you kill it? Yeah.
And that's the horn. I guess I got to go back to the...
Yeah. See you, Chuck. Yeah, sometimes we just can't let you hear. And
those of you that are listening online, though,
and please do not even, don't email. I'm serious. Don't even, what was it you had to cut off? I'm not going to, I can't do that. Okay, I get the feeling the talent competition is
all dried up.
Winding. Well, see, I wouldn't use
why
that. I just wouldn't if I had chosen some other way to say that, I think. You know what it's time for? The outdoor segment.
Uh-oh.
I think it's time, and we do this every Thursday, usually a little later. But what do you say we go outdoors? This is the outdoor segment, and it's brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Right in the heart of Osage Beach across from Staples. I was there this past weekend. I think I told you I got myself a brand new 22 Magnum T-Bolt rifle with a maple stock by Browning. Boy, is it beautiful with the gold trigger. And now the outdoor segment. How about this stretch of weather, huh? All week.
Oh, great.
Around 80 or low 80s and 50-ish at night. You just don't get a better stretch than this. And that concludes the outdoor segment.
Yeah.
I know a lot of shows or stations have an outdoor show, but good luck competing with this one and what I just did. And now a word from our sponsor, Pistols Plus. Over the years, and I have done business there for easily, I would say 12, 14 years, something like that, I've bought shotguns and rifles and handguns and cleaning kits and accessories and holsters and ear protection and targets, all that stuff. Because that's just a small portion of what's there. And bow hunters, I know we're still in bow season. It started a week ago Monday. I don't know how long that runs because I don't know anything about bow hunting. But for those of you who do or just want to get into it, boy, do they have an archery department. And Tom is in charge of that department. And this guy knows a thing or two about bows and bow hunting and about everything that goes along with it. He's the guy who scoped my new rifle because bow hunters know trajectory. And in many cases, they are excellent people to go to when you want to learn about distance and windage and elevation and all that stuff. Pistols Plus is a terrific place to take your whole family, and especially the kids, because they could spend a couple of hours just looking at the animals that are mounted. Many of them to appear to be in their natural habitat, like a leopard standing up on a rock and ready to pounce. And these are all the work of some great taxidermist because they're so lifelike. And everything from waterfowl to fox and bear and elk and all that stuff. But let's not forget the real attraction, and that's the incredible selection of especially handguns. And we are still, especially after the Ferguson thing, there are a lot of people that realize the importance of self-defense and being able to stand your ground and protect yourself. And if you're one of those people and you're interested in, oh, and they do concealed carry. That's where I got my concealed carry training and the paperwork to go get the permit. Pistols Plus, Osage Beach, right across from Staples. We're going to take a break. Are we just going to
do a
little business, a little other business? All right, here's the other business. This Saturday at 7 o'clock, Paul Warner will be hosting the yard sale for the first time in a month. There were two Saturdays without a yard sale. Last Saturday, Paul was out of town and Bill Cleveland did it. So this Saturday, Paul returns for the first time in a month. People say, where was he? Well, I'm not really at liberty to tell you much about it, except that he was out of town. And beyond that, all I can say is what I've heard, and that's plastic surgery. Now, I don't know. I thought Paul was a pretty handsome-looking man. Maybe he wanted to tighten up some wrinkles or a little Botox. That's his business. That's his business. But he will be back Saturday morning. And the reason I mention the yard sale is because of the sponsor. First Community Credit Union, the exclusive sponsor. No other commercials. No other commercials. Not cluttered with commercials. So there's plenty of time for you, the callers, to sell your stuff. And then one other thing before I leave you about First Community Credit Union, and that is that it's a great place to bank. You're that guy that called earlier, just without prompting, unsolicited, he goes, ooh, I do my banking at First Community Credit Union. Lots of people do. And every day, more and more people do. They're leaving their banks, and they're doing all their banking at First Community Credit Union. When you become one of us, you'll find out why. And there are lots of reasons. First Community Credit Union, now with 40 locations, firstcommunity.com. Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic. Now here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, if you're traveling westbound on 70, you're going to start hitting the brakes right around Highway 170 past the airport. Northbound 170 slowing from Highway 70 through Frost. Eastbound 270, you're stopped up now east of McDonald through 170. A little slow again as you hit West Florissant. Now we're looking at southbound 170 stacking up from Page down to Highway 40. The other big obstacle on if you're traveling towards Illinois is on eastbound 255. You are jammed solid from approaching Telegraph all the way over to Route 3. From the Jefferson Barracks to Route 3, they've got the right lane down, and they were working with a crash on 141 at 21. And this report brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. America's Best offers two pairs of single-vision glasses for $69.95 with a free eye exam. Call 1-800-TWO-PAIR. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Every year, the readers in the Riverfront Times votes in the best of St. Louis. And this year, those discerning citizens of our esteemed metro area voted the winner in the category of best radio station, the Big 550. We thank you and will continue to do what we do best, keep you entertained and informed 24/7. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Denny here from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill in South City, giving you 386 reasons why Friendly's is still your go-to spot even when there isn't a game on TV. On top of the 40 TVs you already know about, we have 24 bottled beers, 18 draft beers, including a variety of local breweries, 200 liquors and spirits, 19 different appetizers, 9 homemade burgers, 16 sandwiches, 60 bar games, and 2 great happy hours a day. There really is something for everyone, and if that's not reason enough, let me give you one more. Friendly's Famous Fried Chicken. We'll see you at 3503 Roger Place.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the chicken teriyaki is the $3.06 select. Subway, eat fresh.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There's an app, it's free, and it works. It's STL Taxi. Download it. STL Taxi. It's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. The Dow Jones dropped more than 200 points today. Mm. I'll be honest, the first time I heard something has lost more than 200 points, I thought, wait, the Rams are playing today?
That's a good one.
That was a weekend thing. Well, Attorney General Eric Holder announced today that he is resigning after 6 years on the job, although Oprah says she's looking forward to having him back at home with her.
Oh, he looks like Stedman, I guess.
Oh, yeah. He does look like Stedman.
Yeah. Oh, he's a dead ringer for Stedman.
He sure
exactly
is.
Like
I never realized that.
There's a big conspiracy going on around Washington, D.C., where structures are popping up around town that look like cell phone towers, yet nobody will claim ownership of them, and it doesn't appear they actually do anything. I believe they're calling these structures congressmen.
No, that's a good name. Good name.
And finally, this action. Well, Kate Middleton,
yeah,
in the tabloids in Britain, are having a rough pregnancy, I guess, this time around. Giving birth sounds painful enough, but doctors say it might get even worse if she has to deliver a baby that has Prince Charles's ears.
I knew that was coming. So, I knew it. Good
for her sake.
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't happen. So, yeah, but she's cute, by the way. I like
oh,
her.
Yeah.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon. Excuse me a second. Hey. Whoa, I will please have... That's very unprofessional, I know. What I do, the clean cab, and from downtown St. Louis, that's it. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550.
That's right, unprofessional and perfect for this show. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
That Pippa's not too bad either.